The most wonderful time of the year is here at Agape Christmas Trees in Templeton.
Proudly serving the community for 18 years.
I'm Logan, and I'll greet you at the entrance.
And I'm Tyler. I'll help you out with your tree.
At Agape, we offer a delightful selection of 9 varieties of Christmas trees, ranging from 2 feet to an impressive 24 feet tall. Plus, you'll find tree stands, beautiful cedar garland, and fresh wreaths to complete your festive decor. Want a tree you can enjoy year after year? Check out our potted trees. We are dedicated to bringing you the freshest trees available with a fresh load delivered weekly.
Take a leisurely stroll through our 80 acres while sipping on hot chocolate by the fire. There's something for everyone here. Enjoy our free bounce house, hop on a tractor or horse and carriage ride. Fun for the whole family. Make Agape Christmas Trees a part of your family tradition.
Visit us at 625 Templeton Road in Templeton. We're open from the day after Thanksgiving until Christmas, every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Visit agapechristmastrees.com.
Happy Holidays!
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery, call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, December 12th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Update for Nacimiento pipe leak at next Board of Supervisors meeting. Templeton CSD swearing in board members. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning with some rain, then partly cloudy skies. Highs in the upper 50s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The County Public Works Department will be giving an update to the Board of Supervisors regarding the Nacimiento Water Pipeline repair at Yerba Buena Creek Crossing. The update provides background on the repair efforts as well as an estimated completion date. Repair efforts began after a leak was discovered at Yerba Buena Creek Crossing on July 24, 2024. A contractor excavated a section of the pipeline underneath Yerba Creek, discovering a 2-inch leak that was caused by corrosion damage. Repairs to the pipeline, according to the report, were finalized in November 2024, with work beginning on November 18th. Public Works anticipates emergency repairs to the pipeline to be completed by the end of December. This update will be given on the December 17th Board of Supervisors meeting, and further updates will be provided until repairs are completed. The Templeton Community Services District's next meeting is Tuesday, December 17th at 7 p.m. The board will swear in its members Naveed Fardadesh, Deborah Logan, and appointed member Chelsea Tyrone. Outgoing board member Jeff English did not seek re-election, but will be recognized at this meeting. On the board's agenda is a review of its mission statement and the 2020-23 strategic plan, with the potential to schedule a strategic planning session in 2025. You can attend the CSD's meeting in person or watch online. County Homeless Services Division releases 2025 Community Development Needs Assessment Report. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we save value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Board of Supervisors reviewed the results of the 2025 Community Development Needs Assessment Report during a public hearing on Tuesday. Homeless Services Division has released a statement on this report saying they received 918 survey responses for the assessment and conducted several workshops in the region. According to the survey, affordable housing is ranked as the most needed community activity, with 78% of responders citing it as a higher need for the county. Other results include 38% of respondents having a low, very low, or extremely low incomes, and over 77% of those who sought housing since January 2020 reported difficulties in securing housing. Results from this assessment will inform the 2025 to 2029 Consolidated Plan, which outlines funding priorities for federal community grant programs. San Miguel's 34th annual Christmas Light Parade is set for next Saturday, December 21st. The parade starts at 6 p.m. on Mission Street in San Miguel, and festivities continue at the fire station with an opportunity to meet Santa Claus. Toys for kids and hot chocolate will be available for all. For those looking to participate in the parade, you can apply online at sanmiguelcsd.com or find an application at the San Miguel Fire Station. Tomorrow night, Atascadero's Winter Wonderland will bring 70 tons of snow to the Sunken Gardens area. Here's Terry Banish, Atascadero's Director of Community Services and Promotions, on this event.
Friday, December 13th, 5 to 9 p.m. in the downtown, we will have 70 tons of snow to make that snow slide area. Everybody's involved. A lot of all ages can come and enjoy the snow pile areas, the snow slide itself. They can also enjoy the different bounce houses and bungee jumping. We have over 50 vendors in the downtown. We have a ton of our community coming out to sing in the choir and dance. So it involves pretty much everyone, and there's something for everybody to enjoy.
Atascadero's Winter Wonderland is free to enjoy, but don't forget to bring your wallet for some holiday shopping, great food, and extra fun. Entertainment for the evening will feature Atascadero High School's cheer team, the Fine Arts Academy Monarch Choir, 805 Movement and Performing Arts, high school and middle school choirs and bands, and holiday music by Medina Light Show Design. And next week will be holiday magic at the Charles Paddock Zoo. Here's Terry Banish once again on that.
Charles Paddock Zoo, we have our holiday magic that will be featured on the 21st of December, and we'll have a lot of decorations are happening at the zoo, a lot of changes are happening at the zoo. We're getting ready to open a new habitat, so more to come on that. I'm not going to give that away quite yet, but a lot of changes are happening at the zoo, and we're excited to be able to have such a gym in our neighborhood and our backyard to really showcase.
In sports for the NFL, Thursday night football, the Rams will face the 49ers. In the NBA, the Rockets beat the Warriors 91-90, the Hawks over the Knicks 108-100. Tonight, the Kings will face the Pelicans, the Pistons will go against the Celtics, and the Raptors will face Miami. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news, calmer wind conditions helping fire crews battling the 4,000-acre Franklin fire in Malibu. Dusty Martin with the fire's unified command saying the landscape remains challenging.
In a lot of the areas out here, it's extremely steep, rugged terrain that's almost inaccessible.
Almost 13,000 people under mandatory evacuation orders. Nearly 7,400 have been issued evacuation warnings. A wildfire started late Monday night. Police in El Cajon shoot a woman to death after they say she tried to run them over. It happened during a retirement ceremony in the police department parking lot.
During the setup of that celebration, there were some officers that were asked to go move some patrol vehicles out in front of the police station to be a part of the celebration.
Lieutenant Kevin MacArthur, one officer hit and hospitalized. The suspect shot by two officers and died at the hospital. The family of Hannah Kobayashi says she's safe. She hadn't been heard from or seen since November when she missed a connecting flight at LAX. Police say she'd gone to Mexico voluntarily. Jeff Scott, California News.
The big holiday beauty sale at Ulta Beauty is happening now. get the best gifts up to 50% off, including can't-miss deals on Urban Decay palettes, luxurious YSL and Armani fragrances, and the fabulous Shark Dryer and Styler. But that's not all. New deals drop every week. So whether you're treating yourself or finding the perfect gifts for your crew, head to an Ulta Beauty store today. Get all the best gifts, all at Ulta Beauty.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/water heating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. Young farmers and ranchers from across the state gathered at the 2024 California Young Farmers and Ranchers State Conference, where they reaffirmed the importance of collaboration within their communities to boost involvement and address key issues essential to the future of agriculture. The event brought together California Young Farmers and Ranchers members, farmers, ranchers, and agricultural professionals ages 18 to 35 for workshops on critical issues, strategies to strengthen young farmers and ranchers programs, and celebrations of member achievements. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Cloudy this morning with some rain ending, then partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 50s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows in the upper 30s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with partial sunshine expected late, highs in the low 60s, southeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy skies on Saturday with a 90% chance of rain, partly cloudy skies starting Sunday, lasting all the way to Thursday next week. Upper 50s on Sunday, low 60s Monday and Tuesday, mid-60s Wednesday, then 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Are you ready to elevate your golf game and experience the beauty of San Luis Obispo County? Introducing the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It's your ticket to an unforgettable golfing season. For just $125, enjoy unlimited access to not one, not two, but three incredible courses, Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek. But there's more. When you buy your SLO County Golf Card, you receive a free round of golf at Morro Bay, one free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You also celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf through March 29th of next year. Ready to swing into action? Then purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Prices go up January 1st, 2025.
This is Elisa Williams with RE/MAX Success on Main Street in Templeton, and we are proud to be a part of the national RE/MAX network that outperformed 2-1 over the competition according to the 2023 RealTrends survey. RE/MAX Success has over 50 agents in Slo County, and we still have multiple offers for listings. The market is robust in our area, and it's a good time to sell in Slo County. We have offices in North and South County. RE/MAXSuccessTeam.com.
Each RE/MAX office is independently owned and operated.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The producer price index rose 0.4% from October to November, twice as much as economists were forecasting. PPI measures the cost of things at the wholesale level. For the year ending in November, the reading is also higher than predicted at 3%. Excluding food and energy, the core PPI rose 0.2% as expected, but the core PPI on an annual basis was up 3.4%. There were more people filing for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims rose by 17,000 to 242,000. There were also more people remaining on benefits. Continuing claims rose to 1.88 million. And the European Central Bank this morning lowered its key interest rate by 0.25% as expected. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington's spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi. Greg and Lindsay from K-John's Jewelry Company here.
K-John's is a family-owned, upscale jewelry store. Believe me, you'll think you're in some bougie city when you walk in. But we have competitive prices with online jewelers, and we still have small-town, good old-fashioned customer service.
We specialize in engagement rings, custom design, natural and lab-grown diamonds, and unique colored gemstones. We also have an impressive assortment of rocks and minerals, which make for fun and unique gifts.
We have two graduate gemologists on staff and an 11-time national award-winning jewelry designer.
That award-winning designer is Lindsay, but she's too modest to say so.
Aw, thanks, babe.
With a team of 10 awesome people ready to serve you, come by and see us this holiday season.
You'll be welcomed with a big smile and a kind hello, a complimentary jewelry cleaning so you're all sparkled up for the holidays, and even a nice warm coffee.
We are located at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero, right between the police station and stagecoach.
We all spend a lot of our lives looking through glass. I'm Brian Carroll from A1 Glass, where our family of glass experts have been handling all things glass since 1992. If you're a homeowner looking to upgrade, A1 Glass sets the standard in our industry, using only the top brand names like Milgard. It's our dedication to a 5-star service that has made us the Central Coast go-to glass company. Contact A1 Glass today. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Ask A1 Glass about Milgard windows and doors full lifetime warranty
on select products.
Hey, kid.
How about something a little bit different to put under somebody's Christmas tree or in the stocking this year? Maybe a guided trail ride experience, and also maybe some guided hunts, all available at the Work Ranch. Just go online and find out. Yeah, for the guided trail ride, there's different hours, maybe 1.5 or 4 hours. So a little something different. Go to the Work Ranch website and find out all the information, and maybe it's something you've had on your bucket list. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech, brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. 238-5775-238-KPRL.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2. The man who knows what's going on in the county, and thank goodness we have him. Mike Brown will be in with Karen on sound off here on The Right Choice, and Al will be here tomorrow on Open Mic Friday. He's back. Just a little heads up, he will not be here on the 27th. Well, of course, he's never here. I keep saying that. He lives in Tennessee. But again, holiday stuff and more people coming to visit him and so forth and so on. But we have somebody by the name of Darsha will be filling in on the 27th. You may have heard of her. All right, a couple of things. Somebody had sent me this, and thank you for doing that. Always appreciate it. That the Paso Robles police are advising the city to or residents to watch yourself if you're using the bathroom, particularly at the city park. Apparently, some dirtbag put a phone over the stall wall and was taking a picture. The dirtbag, as far as I know from this, has not been apprehended, but I hope they are, and I hope that their picture is planted all over the place, and his age and ethnicity are unknown. But it is, looking at the picture here, the city would do well to make sure that the walls in these stalls go directly to the top of the ceiling. And because the picture that was sent to me shows the camera of this piece of human debris being able to just put it over the top of the stall. So it's the world we live in now, folks, the world we live in. So we have that here in darn near paradise. All right. What else do we have out there? This drone situation, you heard Karen talk about it, and she has a pretty nice article in her paper about it. At Vandenberg, but also the one in New Jersey. And so I got to thinking, or just wondering, what about drones? And can people fly drones in and around your neighborhood? And yes, you can fly a drone over private property. The FAA oversees the national airspace and makes the rules about what can happen in it. Now, how do you stop a drone from flying over your property? Well, if the drone breaks the rules, and that's flying at night above 400 feet or 100 miles per hour, then you have to report it to the FAA, find the drone pilot, and ask him to stop flying the drone over your home. Also, post signs on your property requesting that people don't fly drones in the area. Well, I'm guessing they're not directly at your property. I don't know. I'm guessing based on the price that the drones can do different things, you know, just like for those that have, you know, the hobby cars and stuff like that. You know, depending on the price, it's going to be a little different. But I was thinking about this, and I'm wondering if there'll be a day when drones are just banned. I had somebody here in the North County, and I'm going back a couple years, and he was telling me that he has a neighbor that, shall we say, he had got into a discussion with over drone use. And one of the issues was that this so-called neighbor was using a drone and he was flying it over this man's property. Well, this man's property had a teenage daughter who liked to sunbathe in the backyard. The father of the young lady had an issue. And I don't know what became of it, but he told the guy in so many words, "You do that again, I'm going to come into your garage, take it out, and smash it." So, will drones be eventually banned for personal use? And so maybe you have some thoughts regarding that. I don't think anybody would want a whether it's a neighbor or a stranger, flying a drone over their house and doing what they do with it. So we shall see what happens with this. And it'll be interesting to find out about the one in Vandenberg and also what's going on in New Jersey. So a little something there. Also, this has nothing to do with California, but I'm just wondering about politicians who an opportunity to get their name in the headlines over something that I don't think is really a big deal, could be handled another way. And you may have heard about the incident, the main one that started after the Ohio State-Michigan game with the team plant the flag in the middle of Ohio Stadium. That was Michigan. Okay, now this is done, has been done before. So an Ohio lawmaker, he wants to have a new law, a bill, that would require flag planting become a felony in the state of Ohio. Well, you know what? Instead of doing something like this, a felony, why don't you just come up with something, the universities, the schools, whatever, and it's up to the coach to tell his players, don't plant the damn flag. You can plant your home team flag at your own stadium, but you don't do it in front of the bench of the other team when you beat them and this other stuff. But to come up with a law making it a felony, that's a little draconian, I think. Maybe, again, you have some thoughts on that. The flag planting has been going on for quite a few years, but like a lot of things, it goes over the top, and so therefore we have to have a lawmaker step in and say they're going to save the day and make it a felony to do so. A little bit overboard in my opinion. All righty. Also, you know, people in public sector, I mean, the private sector, gosh, I got it all backwards today. Public sector, apparently they don't make enough money, so they want more money. And this has to do with people who have a lot of responsibility. California judges say that they're underpaid, and they're maybe filing a lawsuit that could cost taxpayers millions of dollars. Now, the judges receive raises based on what the state gives to other public employees. A new lawsuit alleges the state is miscalculating judicial wage increases. Now, California judges make a pretty darn good living. On average, it's about $240,000 a year. Again, that's on average. And they're not happy with that. So that they feel that they are being shortchanged by the state. Now, a coalition of them argue that the state has been staffing them for years or stiffing them for years by mishandling the formula that's used to calculate it. Well, I understand that making it on $240,000 a year is a difficult process, but we will see what happens down the road with this and if they do anything with the lawsuit. And the governor, I haven't seen anything yet from the governor on what his thoughts are. So you have that. Also, here's something that we mentioned a couple of weeks ago on this California school. I think it's Martin Luther King down in there in Riverside about the girl shirt saying "Save Girls Sports" to protest trans athlete on the cross country team. Well, it could be good news. The California school stops disciplining the students for shirts protesting trans athlete as movement spreads to more schools. So the adults in the room finally figured out what to do correctly. So, and I don't know if this means that the young lady will be dropping the lawsuit, but that's just a little something, kind of a reminder of something that we brought up a couple of years ago. Also, your governor, and that would be Newsom, the California reparations bill killed as Newsom sought to avoid appearing to be too progressive. Okay, so that's at least now. That's at least now. Maybe some promises were made behind doors. And this is nothing new, but it's becoming a bigger push and more well-known because it heats up every once in a while, and this has to do with a new California. And the rural towns are pushing to divorce from big cities, And supporters of New California say Sacramento has failed to address concerns from residents who live outside Los Angeles and San Francisco. And that's exactly right. If you go to the map that they have after the election, you'll see the blue-red parts of this state. There is a pretty big difference, but as most of you are aware of, the center of the votes are coming from three areas. You can make a case for four, and most of them are coastal. So we'll see if this gets any more sledding, so to speak, this time of the year. So it's an issue that maybe it'll get a little bit more traction this time, because it's been around. Now, it's called New California, and the original one is State of Jefferson, which started back, I think, in the 20s or late 30s, and that's based up in Siskiyou County. And that includes parts of eastern Oregon and, I think, Idaho as well. So we'll see how far this goes. It's a long journey and a tough way to go, but, again, that's out there. That's out there. So you have a few things going on this morning, and it says my tab just crashed. That's great. All right, so that's good. All right, folks, some things that are going on. Also, this is, you've heard the talk about it, and what's going on has to do with Biden's pardons. Now, your president has reportedly been considering pre-pardons for certain individuals whom a second Trump administration may investigate. Now, believe it or not, former President Bill Clinton said this week that he hoped Biden does not issue the pre-pardons. So we'll see how much weight. I don't think Clinton carries as much weight as Obama does with the Biden administration or the Democrats anymore, at least the progressive Democrats. So we will see, because as of now, Biden, it's up to 1,500 people that he has pardoned. So that's the largest single-day act of clemency in history. Now, the pardons are going to individuals who are convicted of nonviolent crimes, such as drug offenses, that's what the White House says, and also for those who are having their sentences commuted, were placed in home confinement during the COVID-19 pandemic, and have successfully, done their duty, I guess, so to speak. And Biden says America was built on the promise of possibility and second chances. Okay? Sometimes the second chance, it depends on what the first thing they did is, though. So there you go with that. Just a couple of things to start up this morning. Also, Chris, on the story you did on the homeless, I think it was the homeless.
You mean the assessment?
Yeah, and the people about the cost of housing.
Yeah, 78% of the responders they got for the survey said that affordable housing was one of the highest needed community activities.
Do you know on who was included in this survey? Does it say?
I believe in the release it did, but I don't know off the top of my head. It wasn't just, I think it was chosen at random.
Well, was this a reach out to the public or something that people, I don't live in the county, so was it something that was, you could go online and do a survey, or was it specifically handed out?
That I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well,
I believe it was an online survey, though.
Okay. Which most of them are now anyway. Most of them are. But, again, the question has to be, okay, we know it's expensive to live in California, period. But what have the powers that be done to curb that? We just had the county, again, increase fees for a lot of things, including putting a shovel in the ground. Well, that costs money. That adds on to the house. So what are these elected officials that want to do these surveys and stand up in front of us and say that they care about affordable housing, yet they keep increasing fees? Oh, and they want more salary, which takes more money out of us as well. So anyway, a little conflicting. Speaking of that, when I was driving in today, I was thinking about this, many issues that are going on in this country. and the disdain I have for most of government, because I find the hypocrisy absolutely amazing. We see it up and down, you know, whether it's counties, cities, schools. So I was just wondering, throwing things out there, the absurdity. So we have politicians who, and this is, you can argue with this, that put our country in a situation where we have to send young people to go fight around the world and possibly die, supposedly in the name of freedom, supposedly. Now, those people that the government looks to come and bail them out are generally between 18 and 22 years old. Okay. So, as an 18-year-old, I sign up, I do my duty, and then I get a little leave. I can come home. I can come home. I can go to a baseball game with my buddies, but I can't sit in the stands and have a nice cold beer watching a ball game. However, if I'm a little bit younger, I can have body parts chopped off me without my parents' permission. And if I'm even younger than that, I can take some pills to do whatever they're supposed to do with the trans thing or whatever they call it. I can do that. And I can also, at 16, get a vehicle, a license to drive a vehicle that weighs 3,000 pounds. And according to statistics, in my age group, I'm going to be in an accident or I'm going to get killed. And then in some states, 16, you can get married. But at 18, if I go serve my country, I can't have a beer at a ball game. Does anybody find any of that stuff just scratch your head and go, what's going on? What's going on? Now, I realize the numbers have changed over the years regarding some statistics, but, and maybe it's because of the business I'm in, but when I see these things on a daily basis with our government and what they do and what they say we can and cannot do, people certain ages and so forth, you know, also it wasn't too long ago, I think it was Pelosi or somebody else said, well, you know, males especially, they're not mentally full capable of, you know, the decisions or whatever at the age of 26. Okay, so they're not at 20 until 26, but you're letting them make decisions when they're a lot younger to basically chop off body parts. Hi, good morning.
Just before you go left and center, on the drones, you know, the police department here in this county, they use drones. I heard the other night they were, because the helicopter wouldn't come out because of weather, that they used the drone to find somebody, and they use infrared cameras to locate him. They did find him, this person.
Well, I guess I'm bringing this up, not including law enforcement, but, you know, should somebody in the general public, considering the security risk now that we know about, should drones be sold over the counter?
Well, you know, in California, I guess you have to register if you're going to, you have to register with the FCC or I can't remember the acronym for it, but you have to register to be able to fly the drone, according to what I've heard. I used to fly a drone for observation purposes and nothing to do with, you know, any perversion or anything like that, but just going out in different areas and looking around just, you know, because I wasn't going to walk up certain terrain and go certain things. But my point is that there's civilian citizens that have drones like this. And my point again was police departments using drones. So if there's drones flying over Jersey, they should have some type of either private citizen and or the local police department flying their drones up there going, okay, what are these things? Let's get, because all these pictures are all grainy and, you know, just flashing lights and stuff like that. It's not aliens. Aliens aren't going to come visiting us with flashing lights and, you know, making themselves apparent, you know, to the people that are looking up.
Well, the other thing is aliens certainly don't want to go to New Jersey.
I was going to say, I mean, I don't know what's over there other than they have a nuclear power plant or something like that, but they could be able to observe the observers and see what's going on, pictures, video of what they actually look like. And if they fly up there, that, you know, the police department and or private, and theirs are, you know, taken down, then obviously they're aggressive towards whatever. I do know that they do make what they call a drone killer round. It's a shotgun shell that has a wadded up net with weight to it. So when you shoot it up in the air, it expands and then grabs the propellers and brings the thing down.
Okay, so did you purchase yours personally, or was it something from work?
No, I purchased mine for just recreational purposes. And sometimes, too, a lot of these advertising companies, they'll use drones for, you know, going over car lots and doing different things to promote certain, instead of using aircraft. So, and I agree with the police department having them, because, again, sometimes you can't get the airplane, like right now, you can't get the airplanes up. But they only have a flight time of like 20, maybe 15, 20, 30 minutes at the most without having to come back and recharge.
Well,
unless they're gas-powered, but I haven't heard of a gas-powered drone for private purposes.
Yeah, but like anything with technology, that's going to get better. And, you know, I was just sitting here thinking about what you're saying. Well, you know, I have a friend of mine who flies the model airplanes. He has classic ones. So somebody may say, well, what's the difference of that flying over somebody's property as opposed to a drone? Well,
yeah.
a drone could be taking pictures, right?
Yes, video and pictures.
Okay, so, I know people out there probably say, well, Kevin, what does it matter? What does it matter if the drone is flying over your property? If you're not doing anything illegally or anything, what's the difference? So what's your answer?
Personal and private privacy. You have to have your privacy.
Right.
I wouldn't want a drone flying over my property, and we've had one fly over the property. It's uncomfortable. It's like, what are they doing and why are they doing it?
Right, because it interferes with your right for your use and enjoyment of your land.
All right.
So then,
I know you got to go.
But I guess my thing is, and gosh, because you know how much I hate laws. But I mean, should they be banned from being sold over the counter?
Either that, or should be a fine if there's that.
Yeah, but how are you going to fine the person
if they're going to do something like that? But one more thing before I let you go, whatever that is, has to go back and be refueled. Now, the one that I had would return back on low battery. It would return back to the same spot that it took off from. So you can follow these things. I mean, if they don't know where they're coming from and all this, that's BS.
All right. Well, here's another question before we go. Can a drone be taking pictures and sending it back?
Sure. Yeah, definitely. Video and pictures.
Okay. Then if I'm a sleazebag, I can do that and just have the thing be a kamikaze and it never comes back to where it originated.
I don't know if you could do that unless it gets some type of radio frequency interference, because they're built to come back unless they program them differently, but they're built to come back to the command center.
Well, if something can be programmed one way, it can be changed and, you know, altered.
Yeah.
So as you said, you're going to let me go now.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye. Gonna let me go, right? Well, here we go.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Board of Supervisors reviewed the results of the 2025 Community Development Needs Assessment. The assessment received 918 survey responses, where 78% of responders cite affordable housing as a higher need for the county. 77% of respondents who sought housing since January 2020 reported difficulties in securing housing. Tomorrow night, Atascadero's Winter Wonderland will be bringing 70 tons of snow to the Sunken Gardens area. The event is free to enjoy, but don't forget to bring your wallet for some holiday shopping, great food, and extra fun. Then next week on the 21st is Holiday Magic at the Charles Paddock Zoo. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies this morning with some rain, then partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gossman. FBI Director Christopher Wray announcing Wednesday he'll step down before President-elect Trump takes office and will not finish the remaining 3 years of his appointment.
This is the best way to avoid dragging the Bureau deeper into the fray.
Trump has nominated Kash Patel, saying he's the most qualified to lead the FBI. He gave Wray the option of leaving or being fired. Malibu, California, the Franklin fires burned more than 4,000 acres. It's only 7% contained. As this firefighter notes, though, the strong winds have finally died down.
Today, you're seeing the end of the wind event, so everything's kind of died down. And, basically, this is like when we can really do some really good work.
And the Wall Street Journal reports Mark Zuckerberg's Meta has donated $1 million to President-elect Trump's inaugural fund to bolster their once tense relationship. America's listening to Fox News.
Ho, ho, ho! It's time to drop some holiday cheer at the Tachi Palace. Every Friday in December, join us for Richie's Holiday Puck. Two lucky winners every hour from 5 to 8 p.m. could win their share of over $250,000 in cash and prizes. And you want to know a secret? You can earn extra entries every Wednesday. Every 100 points gets you a ticket into the drawing. That's a lot of holiday luck. Don't miss your chance to win big this holiday season only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
Boyd's is starting the holiday season with the White Flag Sale. All non-tobacco items flagged will receive 20% discount. That includes the cigar humidors, ashtrays, and other accessories. They have the largest selection of premium cigar gift packs. Shop during the White Flag Sale. There may be plenty of snow in the Sierras, but Boyd's is offering something very special during the holiday season, including a hot cup of spiced apple cider. All available at Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts, 625 Spring Street in Paso Robles.
It's 8 minutes away from 7. Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
A big trade at baseball's winter meetings in Dallas. Garrett Crochet is changing his socks. The left-hander, who became a popular trade target last summer with the White Sox, is on his way to the Red Sox. Boston sending four prospects to Chicago, including its first pick in each of the previous two amateur drafts, catcher Kyle Teal and outfielder Braden Montgomery. The final day of the meetings also featured the Rule 5 draft. 15 players chosen at the major league level, 11 of them pitchers. The Atlanta Hawks continued their surprise run in the NBA Cup, knocking off the Knicks 108-100 to advance to Saturday's semifinals against the Bucks. Atlanta has already taken down the defending NBA champion Celtics and this year's league leaders, the Cavaliers, in group play. Out west, the Rockets nipped the Warriors 91-90, closing out the game on a 7-0 run to snap a 15-game losing streak against Golden State that dated back nearly 5 years. Houston will meet Oklahoma City in the other semifinal in Las Vegas on Saturday. College basketball, number 5 Kentucky got by Colgate 78-67. The Wildcats are now 9-1. NHL, the Rangers edged the Sabres 3-2. Adam Fox with a goal and two assists. Mika Zibanejad got his 300th career goal. And the Senators splashed the Ducks 5-1. Drake Batherson with a hat trick and a helper. NFL Week 15 kicks off tonight with an NFC West clash between the Rams and the 49ers. And Bill Belichick is heading back to school. After 29 years as an NFL head coach, including 6 Super Bowl titles with the Patriots, the 72-year-old has taken a 5-year contract at the University of North Carolina. Belichick's father coached college football for more than 40 years, but this is Bill's first time coaching outside the NFL. That's Thursday sports.
All righty, we have our NFL tripleheader Sunday morning, 9:30, Cowboys and Panthers, and it's the Buccaneers and the Chargers. Seattle and Green Bay, the late game. The Raiders have the Monday night game. They will take on the Atlanta Falcons. We'll have it for you here at 5. All right, sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance. We've had some light rain this morning. I have a little bit more. Then it'll, clouds and sunshine, upper 50. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows near 40. Turning out mostly sunny on Friday, low 60s. Rain more than likely, 80 to 90% Saturday morning. Light and highs for Saturday in the upper 50s. And sunshine Sunday, 60, low 60s Monday. Tuesday, mid-60s. Wednesday, Thursday, mostly sunny, upper 60s. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down. 7.04 a.m., 4.51 p.m. We're at 45 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous peddler brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. Make sure you take your list and head on over there. They're in the Oaks Plaza, Tascadero. All right, let's see here. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about, but they're like farmers and ranchers. They know what the weather's going to be like, so they prefer to stay home. Smart. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. Mr. Garcia, something isn't going to affect you, so you don't really care. What is it?
Something isn't going to affect you, so you don't really care.
Yeah.
Oh. This is one of the hardest ones I've had so far, I think. It's to do with the body part, though, so. No skin off my back.
I would agree, but the answer, the one here is, says no skin off my nose. I think most people say no skin off my back.
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard no skin off my nose, so.
I don't either, so I'll put that down as a winner for you, though.
All right.
Because I would agree with this. These people, I'm going to send them an email and tell them this is wrong. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. Got to get on to trivia here. And trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, this time of the year, that means decorations and Christmas trees and all that good stuff. So, and this is a range. What is the average range of that people will spend on a Christmas tree this year? The range. You don't have to be obviously exact, but the range was it's in within $20.
So you're this time I won't be consulted for what the range should be.
Right, because this is a definite, so I already know that it's between this amount and that amount.
Okay.
All right, so folks, what do you think that the average Christmas price or price for a Christmas tree this year is? All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To the phone lines we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. $250.
Whoa. No, not $250, but man, this house must look pretty nice. Did you write one down yet? Yeah, you got it. He's on a roll, folks.
Pretty straightforward, honestly.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. The average price this year. Range from what? What do you think it is? The average price that people are going to be spending on a Christmas tree this year. Hi, good morning.
$100.
Yes, the price range is $80 to $100. So, do you put a tree up, sir?
No, I forgot this year.
Well, Christmas isn't for another 2 weeks.
I'll put a phony one up. It's already in the garage. I'll put it up soon, though.
Oh, you're going to put a phony one up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got so much stuff in my house I can't even move in there.
All right. Well,
it's Christmas time, you know.
Well, I know. Now is this one of the trees that when you take it out of the box it has all the decorations and lights on it?
No, just the lights.
Oh, just the lights. Okay. Well, may I have your name, please?
Chuck Lundquist.
All right, Chuck. Well, make sure you get it up timely and Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
All right.
Now.
All right. Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The County Public Works Department will be giving an update to the Board of Supervisors regarding the Nacimiento water pipeline repair at Yerba Buena Creek. Staff estimates that emergency repairs to the pipeline caused by corrosion will be completed by the end of December 2024. The Templeton CSD will swear in its board members in its next meeting on Tuesday, December 17th at 7 p.m. Members sworn in will be Naveed Fardanesh, Deborah Logan, and appointed member Chelsea Tyrone. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies this morning with some rain, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
However, if you wait the week of Christmas, in many cases, sometimes they're 90% off. 90%, I'm sorry, no, 90% of the trees on the lots have been sold, but so you'll get a really good deal. However, it doesn't mean you're going to get a really good-looking Christmas tree. Be like the guy that I hate, the Charlie Brown Christmas tree or the Archie Bunker Christmas tree. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's